But what if the likes of Microsoft and Google do manage to overcome the technical challenges to improving generative AI even further? We've heard about the varied and impressive use cases for AI across a broad range of fields, but these examples all involve complementing the hard work of humans, not replacing them. What if this changes in the future? Gillian Hadfield is a law professor and economist at the University of Toronto, and she's just participated in a policy forum on this topic for the journal Science.
We don't know if we'll get there, but we need to think about as possible that we could have artificial agents kind of just participating in our world with us, a bit like an alien species. It could be quite wonderful because this could be new members of our society that bring us lots of intelligence and ways of solving big problems. I think when I get worried is when I think about, do we really understand what it would mean to have new actors, new agents, new entities, new species among us? And have we thought carefully about how we make sure that they play well with us?
You've got a policy forum that you've just put together in Science, one of the world's leading science publications. What were the points that you bring up there? And why have you picked on those things?
One is to really emphasize how quickly the technology is advancing and the trajectory we might be on to really quite fundamental change. And my contribution in particular is to draw attention to, we really haven't thought about how to adapt all the complex structure that we bring to making sure that our human societies are by and large safe, cooperative, happy places. Of course, there's no sense in which they are completely. A key point of the piece from my perspective is to say we need to raise the urgency with which we are thinking about how would we in fact integrate, like I said, this alien species into our world.
You're alluding to a lack of urgency on something that you think is a high priority. Usually people deprioritize things they don't think are going to happen. So do you think really there's a lot of hope and hype out there, but the people who really know different, and that's why they're not really pushing the envelope on this?
I don't think that's the case. We have people who are at the heart of the technology who are raising the concern about how rapidly things are going and the potential for it to achieve levels of transformation, to change our world. People disagree about that, but the disagreement is not between the people who know what's happening and the people who don't. I think the lack of urgency is actually coming from the general public, as well as our regulators and politicians and governors, etc., not really having a good idea of why this would be such a challenge to how we do things. I think we take for granted a lot of the basic invisible ways in which we make sure that people behave themselves. And they're not there for this alien species. They wouldn't be in place. And so I don't think the lack of urgency is because people who know best know that it's not going to happen.
Whose problem do you think it is? Do you think it is the problem of the companies? Because a lot of this technology is in the hands of commercial entities who are profit-making organizations that are multinational. So do you think it's down to them to sort this out? Or do you think it's a policymaker thing? But of course, with that comes differences of geography, culture, etc.
I think the fact that this technology is being built almost exclusively inside private technology companies is precisely one of the reasons we who are not inside those technology companies need to be paying a lot of attention. I think we are potentially watching the decision making, the power to decide what will our lives look like, shift from, you know, our councils and our towns and our governments and our communities into technology companies. And I think that's a bad thing. So I definitely think that this is a job for all of us who are not technologists to really understand what's happening and to be paying enough attention to say, hey, wait a second, we should be in charge for how this new world evolves.
Is that your wish list then? There needs to be some rules. At the moment, it's the Wild West and anyone seems to be able to do anything, and that's your concern.
We need to be putting in place the mechanisms for us to even understand what's going on. So a proposal that I've made with some colleagues is to say, you know, we need basic visibility for governments into what's being built. We don't have that right now. So we should have national registries that require that the governments have a right to know what's being built, what we know about what it can do, what we know about the safety measures. So we should have that in place quite urgently. And I think that we should be recognizing, for example, that the billions of dollars that are being poured into development right now is driving towards creating increasingly autonomous AI agents, agents that can go out and book you airline tickets and make reservations for you and maybe even start designing products and contracting to have them built and sold, you know, to really start participating in our society and our economy. But we don't have any of the rules around that that we have around ordinary humans being able to participate, like work authorization or an address, some way of finding out who somebody is, tracking that down, etc. An AI agent should have a legal identity that allows us to say that one is not allowed to operate anymore, or this one has to pay for the damages that were created. And oh, by the way, that means it needs to have assets behind it, a bank account, basically. So I think there's that kind of infrastructure that I think we need to rapidly be putting in place.
Gillian Hadfield at the University of Toronto, and you can read the policy forum she and Jeff Hinton have contributed to in Science.